Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We honor you. We bless your name, O Lord. We return all glory unto you. Thank you for your mercy over us, for your grace, for your love. We honor you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. Oh, Father, we honor you. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, for your grace, O Lord, upon us. We bless your name, O Lord. We worship you. We bow before you. O Lord, we honor you. You are God and you are not a man. You are God over all. Oh, Father, we worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. And this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 21st of January 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his goodness, and for his wonderful works upon your life. Honor his name. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. I declare by the word of the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I declare today, I take prophetic stand over this day. The mercy of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord speak for me this day in the name of Jesus. I declare today, I possess the gates of blessings of this day. The gate is opened unto me in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord pour out his blessing upon me in the name of Jesus. In blessing, the Lord bless me in the name of Jesus. I speak to you this day, all that is in you walk together for my blessing. All that is in you walk together in my favor. Oh, this day you will not walk against me. I declare that nature will favor me in the name of Jesus. Oh, that the Lord will arise and have mercy upon me. For this is the time for me to be shown favor. As I go today, the favor of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my journey aligned with the provision of God for me this day. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk in another man's way. I will not walk in another man's step, but my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I declare today, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk in error. I will not walk in the company of perversion. In the name of Jesus, I will not step into another man's evil. I will not step into another man's error. In the name of Jesus, my journey is secured by the blood of Jesus. The grace of the Lord is made available unto me. I am secured in the blessings of the Lord. I am secured in glorious things. The Lord make a glorious name for himself in my life. I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is grace. In the name of Jesus, although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh, you, my Lord, my God, prepares a table for me this day in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with the oil of gladness, and my cup runs over. I declare by the word of the Lord, surely your goodness and your mercy follow me today. In the name of Jesus, I gain access to the blessings of the Lord. I gain access to help, to timely help from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, there is no delay in my help today, for my help arrived today at the appointed time. In the name of Jesus, delay is removed from my life. Evil traffic is cleared off from my journey today. In the name of Jesus, every coming together that is not of the Lord, every coming together that is not of the Lord concerning me this day, you are scattered. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that no weapon that is put together against me, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn your words. I condemn such tongue in the name of Jesus. I lift up the banner of the Lord over me in the name of Jesus. I declare today that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want us to pray for our brethren that we have been praying for in the past few days now. And I want you to lift up your voice concerning their life and speak the word of healing upon them as they are. That in the name of Jesus, the balm of healing from the presence of the Lord flow into their body. In the name of Jesus, oh, that your bone is refreshed, restored, and replenished. Everything that has to do with your body, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, in the name of Jesus, is restored, replenished, and renewed. In the name of Jesus, I lay the hand of Jesus upon you where you are on your bed. Your healing is permanent. Your healing is perfected in the name of Jesus. This is the word of the Lord unto you. Your healing is perfected in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that the enemy has placed as an embargo upon your life, they are removed. Oh, the Lord himself moved in into that operating table, and he himself replace, renew, and replenish that which needs to be replaced, that which needs to be renewed, and that which needs to be replenished in your body in the name of Jesus. Your healing is permanent. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, this morning we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. You know, yesterday I told you that by the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, we are looking towards another dimension of the charge go forward that the Lord has given to us this season. This morning is going to be a little bit different because I am going to release the words of prophecy upon your life as we go. What we have been examining since yesterday is go forward, a charge of prophecy. It's a prophetic charge to you that this season you go forward. Beloved, let me tell you this morning, and I am speaking to you by the word of the Lord. Receive every word of today as a prophecy that is coming to you. And listen, I want you to hold on to it and run with it. Walk on your prophecy so that it will be established in your life. I speak the word of the Lord upon your life this morning that your step this season is forward. Every step that you are taking this season is taking your life forward. Your business, your ministry, your family, your career is stepping forward. You have stayed long enough where you are presently. This is your season to go forward in the name of Jesus. I want you to understand that this is a season that you cannot afford to take any step outside the word of the Lord. By the grace of God, all over our different churches where we attend, prophecies has been given to us. The word of the Lord, the word of prophecy has been released unto us concerning this season. And that is enough to propel you to move forward and not to move a bit and sit down. What many of us do is that when we receive the words of prophecy for a new season, especially in the beginning of the new season, the first month of the season, we run with the word. And by the time you are getting towards the end of the first month of this season, getting to the second month, and things are not looking as if these words are coming to existence. We move a bit, sit a bit. By the end of the first quarter, many have thrown away the reality of this prophecy. But beloved, I want you to run with this. This is a charge for you at every month of this year 2026. Once it is the first day of the month and the last day of the month, tell yourself, this is a charge for me. I must go forward, not to relent, not to stop for anything. Beloved, understand that movement is not going forward. No, motion does not really mean that you are going forward. Moving does not mean that you are advancing. But I am giving a charge of the prophetic unto you this morning. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your life, to your business, to your ministry, everything that pertains to you, go forward in the name of Jesus. Your movement this season in the charge of this prophecy must be ahead. Every step that you are going to be taking every day, every month of this year 2026 must be a step ahead. one step after the other, not a step behind. Not that you will take a step forward and you will take several steps backward. No. Whatever it is that has always put your life in reverse, that has always made sure that in January you start with this fire of going forward, but by the end of first quarter your life had already been put into reverse, you will see that your life had gone back to where it was before that time. I speak to you that that power is paralyzed in your life in the name of Jesus. I am saying this to your life in the name of Jesus. Year 2026 is a year of notable records of going forward. I did not say a single record, but notable records of going forward in the name of Jesus. Now listen, this is a prophetic charge for you. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and verse 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon you. I want you to hold this word and claim it into your life. This is a charge of prophecy. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Now, the scripture is not giving a description of your present position, a description of where you are, but is giving you a charge of light, a charge to arise and shine. Even when you are thrown down into the deep darkness, this is the word of the Lord for you. From January to December, arise, shine, for your light has come. Anytime it feels like darkness, you are going deep into darkness, claim the word of the Lord. Speak to your life. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Speak to yourself that this is a prophetic charge for me from the Holy Spirit. Oh, arise, shine, for my light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Declare it upon yourself that I prophesy this word upon my life. You, my life, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. For behold, even though there is darkness all over and gross darkness all over the people, but as for me, the Lord arise upon me, and his glory shall be seen upon me. I'm going to stop here this morning because of time and space, and trusting that by the grace of the Lord will continue from here tomorrow. But let me release these words of prophecy upon you as you go. I release this prophetic charge concerning you this season. Arise, go forward in the name of Jesus. I release the word of the Lord upon every stubborn situation, every situation that has turned itself impossible. I say to you, enough is enough. Your time is over. You have spent enough time in this person's life. Now, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out in Jesus' name. I release the prophetic word upon your life. Your most impossible task, your most impossible situation in years behind will become most easy for you to achieve this year 2026 in the name of Jesus. Maybe you don't understand that which you have tried to do all over the years and it seems impossible for you. By the word of the Lord, it will be the most easiest one for you this year in Jesus' name. Help that has eluded you over time finds you this season in the name of Jesus, because the veil that exists between you and your helper is removed. Your help arrives speedily in the name of Jesus. Your help find you. You receive angelic help in the name of Jesus. You receive help by the mercies of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, the help that will hold you by hand, helping you to arise and to walk and to shine, that help arrive for you today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy upon you that this season, the Lord is bringing you the blessings of the rain, the blessings of the dew, and the blessings of the shower. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has turned the table around for you. You are no longer feasting from the crumb that falls from the table. You are feasting at the table of the king and at the table of the nobles. In the name of Jesus, I release the blessings of the Lord upon your life as he has asked me to do every morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless you. bless you. Have a wonderful day.